now the Czechoslovak Sunday Radio Hour.
Dobré ráno všem, kdo jste si právě naladili WCEV 1450 a naši československou ranní hodinu.
Good morning to all of you who have just tuned into WCEV 1450 AM.
Ze studia vás zdraví Klára Moldová
a Irena Čajková.
Naše první jarní vysílání bude plné hudby s veselou jarní tématikou. Nebude chybět malý medailonek dalšího českého velikána a samozřejmě vám i dnes přineseme rozhovor s velmi zajímavými a aktivními členy jedné z nejstarších českých organizací.
Winter is finally over, at least according to the calendar, and so this morning we would like to welcome spring with a selection of happy and warm spring-themed songs of all different genres. As usual, we will also bring you an interview, this time with members of one of the oldest Czech organizations, and just like every Sunday, we have prepared a small portrait of yet another Czech for you.
Když jarní vánek začal vát, vzduch voněl vůní nových rád. Čas rozpěl rámě do pořád, když jarní vánek začal vát, zem ještě prokřehlá. Už sládla porůčí a nad ní věčné slunce lásky noží příručí. Když jarní vánek začal vát, vzduch voněl vůní nových rád. Čas rozpěl rámě do kořán, jarní vánek začal vát. Kéž nám ta láska nedá spát, když jarní vánek začal vát.
Zítra, 23. března, tomu bude právě 128 let, co se v Hronově narodil Josef Čapek.
Byl malířem, spisovatelem, novinářem, fotografem, grafikem a knižním ilustrátorem. Josef Čapek prožil svůj bohatý život částečně ve stínu slavnějšího bratra Karla, kterého velmi miloval, i když občas jemně ironizoval jeho lehký styl. Přestože spolu v počátcích své literární dráhy napsali řadu povídek a divadelních her, jejich osobitý autorský rukopis se výrazně lišil. Dalo by se říci, že Josefa Čapka by žánrově nejlépe charakterizoval esej, zatímco jeho bratra Karla spíš fejeton.
Josefův esejistický styl psaní se výrazně projevil v jeho povídkových knihách či delších vrcholných prózách Stín kapradiny a Kulhavý poutník. Byl ale schopen psát i lehce a komunikativně, jak o tom svědčí jeho slavná dětská knížka O pejskovi a kočičce.
Vedle slova byl pro něj důležitou formou vyjádření i obraz. Jeho oleje, grafiky, karikatury, knižní obálky i ilustrace by i bez jeho díla literárního stačily, aby se stal významnou uměleckou osobností. Jeho výtvarné dílo přitom tvoří i pozoruhodné fotografie a scénografické návrhy pro Národní divadlo i další divadelní scény.
Proč maluji? Proč píšu? Abych si ulevil. Nemám čas ani drzost vyrábět umění. Propadám se životem. Jsem oslněn životem. Smrdím životem. Jsem okouzlen životem, drcen, utahán. Nechápu život, lpím na životě, hynu jím a sám sebou. Možno si jen ulevit, ne produkovat.
Today we are commemorating the birth anniversary of Josef Čapek, the older brother of the famous Czech writer Karel Čapek. Josef Čapek was born in Hronov in northeast Bohemia on March 23, 1887. as talented as his brother Karel, though perhaps not quite as well known, Josef Čapek was not only active as a painter, but he was also a successful playwright, graphic artist, illustrator, scenic designer, novelist, writer of children's books, nonfiction writer, journalist, and art critic. And he also deserves credit for the invention of the word robot, which was first used in his brother's play R.U.R.
Sedí sokol na javori, sedí sokol na javori, prebírá si drobné Došel k němu starý Jára, došel k němu starý Jára. Nestříhaj já jagarečku, nestříhaj já jagarečku, mám já doma braja.
Josef Čapek, whose birth anniversary we are commemorating today, was well known for his anti-Hitler stance. When Czechoslovakia was taken over by the Nazis in March 1939, Josef Čapek was arrested immediately. He was sent to different concentration camps and died in 1945, apparently of pneumonia, only a few days before the prisoners of the Bergen-Belsen camp were freed by the Allied armies.
V období protektorátu byl zatčen hned 1. září 1939 a následně prošel řadou nacistických koncentračních táborů. Málo kdy se stane, že u významných osobností 20. století neznáme přesné datum jejich úmrtí. Josef Čapek zemřel, pravděpodobně na skvrnitý tyfus, v koncentračním táboře Bergen-Belsen v dubnu 1945 těsně před osvobozením tábora britskými jednotkami. Možná dokonce i těsně po něm, kdy po několik dnů neexistovala evidence zemřelých.
Mohu říci, třeba že mi osud nepřál a živiti se bylo těžko, že jsem byl ve svém životě nešťasten? Ach ano, přes všechny utlačující tísně, přes všechny ubíjející nutnosti, velmi, někdy i převelice šťastný, protože jsem nebyl štván ctižádostí. A nestal se nikdy její obětí. Velmi často, trvale nešťastný, strápený a rozrytý, kde jsem chtěl být lepší, než jsem stačil. Život žitý stejně přemnohým štěstím jako přemnohou strastí.
Jakají sa klietky rúb, pasce krásnych slov. Jakají sa zradnej siete s ľubou. Nad konármi hliadkujú v modrom území, kde sa končí revír vrán a supov. Nad tulákmi držia stráž, niet tam víťazov. Tak leď aj keď nevyhráš nad zemskou príťažou. Kalendáre návratov každý v krídlach má. V javoroch si tiché hniezda hnetú. Polia sú ich záhradou, strechou čierna tma. Nad ľudskými vtáčie cesty vedú. Tulák mi držia stráž, niet tam víťazov. Tak leď aj keď nevyhráš nad zemskou príťažou. Nad tulák mi držia stráž, niet tam víťazov. Tak leď aj keď nevyhráš nad zemskou príťažou. Žobrú, že chcú mať viac, ako dáva klas. Nemúči ich závisť údel kajnou. Neženie ich blázon čas, neženie ich čas. Zem ich ľúbi svojou láskou tajnou. Nad tulákmi držia stráž.
Tak a než u nás ve studiu přivítáme naše dnešní hosty, pustíme si pár písniček, které nám je pomůžou představit. Právě jste slyšeli písničku Za sokolským praporem a my už ve studiu vítáme hned dva sokoly, paní Jean Hrubý a pana Paula Leblocha. Dobrý den.
Dobrý den.
Dobrý den.
Dobrý den.
Nazdar.
Our guests today are Jean Hrubý and Pavel Lebloch, who represent the Sokol organization, which is one of the oldest Czech organizations here in the United States. Is that correct?
Yes, yes. It is. 150 years old.
Celebrating it just this year, is that correct?
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we were founded just 3 years after the original one in Prague, which is now the Czech Republic.
And so how did Sokol get started here in the U.S.? What city was the first?
Well, we just got back from St. Louis celebrating their gala, 150th. And it's interesting events, not only in the United States, but what happened in Europe affected Sokols here in America. And it was interesting, Sokol St. Louis was started by veterans who were returning from the Civil War. Czech people who they were in battalions with German soldiers because Czech spoke German at that time, along with, I assume, Czech also. And many Czechs settled in St. Louis. I found that interesting. They left Europe after the 1848 revolution that was not successful, and many Germans and Czechs left to avoid going to jail. And that's how the Czech community got settled in St. Louis.
The founders of American Sokol were already here when Sokol was started in Bohemia, right?
That's correct.
Do you know how they found out?
I think they were involved politically with events in Europe, and the Sokol was founded as part of the national reawakening. So their contacts in Europe, they were well informed of what was happening there.
So was St. Louis the first city in the United States?
It was St. Louis was the very first, where the very first Sokol was organized. And many of the brother and sister Sokol organizations, like the Polish Falcons, the German Turners were here also. But they all, most of them claim Sokol in St. Louis as being one of the very first organized Sokols.
And actually, we are assuming here that all of our listeners know what Sokol is, but perhaps we should clarify what is the mission of the Sokol organization.
We have four main areas that we concentrate on, and that's physical fitness, cultural events and cultural activities, education, and social activities. We become part of the community organizations. I think the Czech and Slovaks who were living in America were looking to find a community home where they can do things that reminded them of things back home. Mm-hmm. So Sokols became a community center for the Czech and Slovak people.
So the Sokols would get together and they would exercise together or play games, or what type of exercise do they do?
Maybe the most least attractive to maybe Americans is the calisthenics, the mass drills. But in when we have the national sleds, when there are hundreds and hundreds, it is very impressive that they can come from not only out this country, but from other countries and all do the same thing. But gymnastics at one time was the main basis, but now it's a lot of different sports, volleyball, basketball.
Track and field.
Mm-hmm.
Rhythmic gymnastics.
Mm-hmm. And would Sokols from different cities like have teams and they would compete against one another?
That's correct.
Mm-hmm. We have organized competitions where they come together, and we have district competitions, and then we come together every 4 years for a national sled.
So it's something that you still do, and this was happening historically as well.
That's correct.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we'll talk more about the local Sokol, but before that, we'll play some more Sokol songs.
Thank you.
back in our studio with Jean Hrubý and Paul Lebloch, and we're talking today about Sokols.
We ask all our guests here a little bit about their Czech background, so we will also ask you. And also, how did you get involved in Sokol or with Sokol, and are you active in any other Czech organizations?
Sure. I'm third generation Czech in America. Both my parents and grandparents, I'm 100% Czech American. So it's kind of strange, I think, and odd for an American to have such strong Czech roots with so many generations passing. Obviously, they grew up in the Czech neighborhoods in Chicago and raised me as a Czech person, I guess, and with all the food and the language. And it was kind of required to be in Sokol. In fact, it was whether it was Sokol, music, and some type of sport. So my family growing up as a Czech, I had to play in two instruments. I had to ice skate, I had to go to Sokol and study hard. So the traditional Czech way of life, I guess. So I've been involved in Sokol my whole life. I took a little break when I was in college, but I came back, and my involvement with Sokol now is I'm the current and first woman president of the National American Sokol Organization.
Congratulations.
Thank you. There's a woman president in Czech Republic with the Czech Sokol Organization, and there's a woman president in Sokol Canada. So we are now three females strong across the worldwide.
A jak vy, Pavle, jak je to u vás?
Moje tatínek byl z Velké Bilovice na Moravě a maminka byla z Chocko, okres Domažlice. And they met here in the United States, and they moved from the city into a prairie, which was then a prairie town, Stickney. Mm-hmm. And it was mostly Czech people. They had a Sokolovna and a Czech school, and my family was very strong, even in Europe, with Sokol. And I, have, of course, had to go to Czech school. I went to Česká Svobodnostní škola, Jaroslav Vrchlický. Uh-huh. And if the kid could say it, they graduated.
Where was that school located? In Stickney?
It was in the regular public grammar school. Uh-huh. It was on Saturdays. Uh-huh.
And then Sokolovna, let's just explain for our listeners who don't understand. Czech Sokolovna, I always thought that was the gym. Is that correct?
That's correct. It's a hall, the cultural center.
Okay. And so you were a little boy when you joined Sokol and you had to do all the sports?
Right. I continued on into adult classes. And I, in the military, I was stationed in Washington, D.C., and I attended classes at Sokol, Washington. Mm-hmm. And that was interesting. There were embassy people and other people like myself who were military people from other parts of the United States that we all gathered together.
So being a member of the Sokol organization, also seems that you make a lot of friends from very early on that you remain friends with for the rest of your life. Do you keep in touch with all the different Sokols that you've met back then?
Oh, yeah. I think the one of the things that Sokol, we always addressed ourselves as, and even in historically have addressed ourselves as brother and sister. And so we do become a family. The fraternal bond is incredible. And there's really no other explanation for it other than the fact that we worked hard together and we have the same missions and goals together. And we do stay friends. And throughout Europe, when I was living in Europe, I participated in Sokol there. And those people are my brothers and sisters, and they took me in just as if I've been going there since I was a child.
That is a fact. You make lifelong friendships, and it's a bond that you can't explain to somebody who is not a Sokol or hasn't experienced that community.
And so I guess my last personal question will be related to this. How has being part of Sokol affected who you are, you think?
Well, Sokol has always made me a stronger, independent person. It's given me a strong will and discipline, and always trying to be a good person and in society, which is what Tirschen Figner wanted from the very beginning. And those are still the same things that are instilled upon a lot of our youth and our youth leaders that we train.
And it gives you discipline and makes life actually easier. If you're in the military, even in an employment thing, you accept the conditions are if somebody asks you to do something, you don't talk back and get in trouble.
You learn how to put up with authority.
Right.
So. All right, so we are the authority now, and we decided to play another song.
Dobrý.
Má Vysočino svou píseň tobě zpívá. Léto a smích, zima i sníh, vše se tak krásně zdá. Ten jediný kraj mi stále připomíná klukovské hry, mladistvé sny, vzpomínek půvab má. Už máj k nám se vrací, probouzí sad i háj. Vonými květy, bílými květy, náhle zaplaví kraj. A zas verše znějí nad proutkem kouzelným. Rozkvetlá díva z křivánek zpívá, mně se chce zpívat s ním.
This is WCEV 1450 AM, Cicero, Illinois. WCEV, we're Chicagoland's ethnic voice.
So Jean and Paul, all you've mentioned earlier was very exciting and for a lot of us probably new. So I was wondering, how can people join your organizations? Are you taking new members even if they're not toddlers anymore?
We accept members of all ages. And certainly you can go to our website where you can locate a Sokol that's near you. And if there isn't a Sokol near you and you want to be a Sokol supporter, we have ways where you can join and just be a sponsoring member. So our website is american-sokol.org.
And we'll share your contact information on our Facebook page.
Okay,
and
wonderful.
We also welcome the entire community, not just Czechs and Slavic people. And many parents send their children to our gyms, and they fall in love with the Czech culture. Many of them know how to sing Dedomov Muj and Sokol songs in Czech. Mm-hmm. And they're Italian and Irish and Polish, and it warms my heart that they embrace our culture.
That's wonderful. So let's say if I decided to join tomorrow the Sokol organization, what can I expect? What are some of the programs, some of the events that you organize here?
Well, we have our regular, they call it Všestranosti in Czech, mm-hmm. which is all-round program, which is the traditional, where they do the calisthenics and warm-ups and marching, and usually some gymnastic apparatus, and then a sport. They end with a sport, volleyball or basketball or games.
Mm-hmm. And it's for kids and adults as well.
Kids and adults.
And each age group has a different activity. Our senior, we have a strong, strong senior class. A lot of our members are seniors. And so they do a special exercise class just for seniors. There are some classes that are strictly, people come and join just to play volleyball, and they may not do the calisthenics. But then the other programs and the activities, we have game nights, we have social nights, we have beer festivals, I think, almost in every Sokol now, monthly get-togethers and competitions. There's rhythmic gymnastic competitions. And
some of them have like Zumba classes that mm-hmm. are apart from the traditional Sukkot classes, or spin, which is a bicycle class. And
so instead of going to a regular gym somewhere, people can just join the Sukkot and they get the same exercise.
Or ballroom dancing, some of them have, and folk dancing.
Mm-hmm. I would also like to ask you, how does the American Sukkot collaborate with the Czech Sokol, with the Czech Republic? Is the organization in the Czech Republic still active, or is actually the American Sokol more active?
No, they're both active. But first, before I can even answer that question, I think everyone needs to know that Paul he's a former World Sokol Federation leader. So I'll let him answer this question, but it's interesting, our connection. We are part of a worldwide Sokol organization, and we do have a meeting once a year, and so we do collaborate. We have fitness competitions between where you submit a video of your fitness routine or your special number routine, some type of collective dance routine, and the World Sukkot Federation judges it, and they hand out awards.
It's interesting. We've always been separate from the Czech Sukkot, but events that I mentioned earlier that happened in Europe also affected us. And those years of communism were devastating, in that we had no contact at all with the Czech Republic. But after the Velvet Revolution, Sukkot was shortly revived. We had some American Sukkots that attended that revival initial meeting, and I participated in the first SLIT, post the communist SLIT, in 1994.
Okay.
And that was just glorious. And the emotions from Americans and the Czechs were great. I'll never forget the Nezdars and people saying thank you, America, and all people waving American flags. I think it touched every American that was there.
Yeah, that still happens today at the international SLET that it goes on every 6 years in Prague, when we do a march through the city. People of the city are hanging out the windows, waving American flags, Ajie Sokol, and they really honor us for keeping the organization alive during their depressed times.
And so actually, the Sokol is not just the Czech Sokol or the American Sokol. There are Sokols in other countries as
well? There is. I think the World Federation has 16 different countries that are members. And there are some countries like Croatia and Russia that have Sukkots, but they are not members of the International Federation.
Mm-hmm. Well, since Jenny were mentioning marching through the streets, I know marching songs are big, right?
They are very big.
Sukkots, so we'll listen to a few of those.
Thank you.
hear before that you are celebrating the 150th anniversary this year of the Sokol organization. Jean, could you explain us how exactly are you going to celebrate, or how all the celebrations keep going?
Yes, it's really, really exciting for us to be celebrating being one of the oldest Czech organizations. And St. Louis was the first Sokol in America, and this was our kickoff. It was actually on February 14th in 1865 when that first Sokol formed. And so it was this year that we kicked off our 150th year anniversary celebrations with them in St. Louis. And throughout the rest of the year, we are going to be celebrating Sokol 150th anniversaries throughout our districts, our Župy. Mm-hmm. So in Texas, East Coast, in Baltimore, they're going to hold one in September. And then in November, we will culminate the end of our 150th year with a major anniversary celebration weekend in Chicago. And we invite everybody to come and attend this. There will be a weekend of volleyball activity, bowling, special number exhibition, and then there will be a gala, a fundraising gala that will happen Saturday in the evening downtown Chicago, which will be one of our closing celebrations. At this weekend, also, the World Sokol Federation leaders will be here in attendance. So we're thrilled to host them in our city and to come celebrate this 150 years with us.
When is that going to be? You mentioned November.
November 13th through 15th.
So mark your calendars, everybody.
Please.
And practice your volleyball.
Please be a sponsor.
And are any Sokols then coming from the Czech Republic as well?
I'm not sure. There may be some Sokols that will come. We have made some good friends who I think are interested in making the trip to celebrate with us. You know, it's an expensive trip to come for mm-hmm. them. But
yeah. there will be representatives at the World Federation meeting mm-hmm. from the Czech Republic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Jean, you as a president of the American Sokol, do you actually go visit all the different Sokol organizations in the States? And which one is the most active?
Oh gosh, I can't give anybody okay. too much credit on any single unit, but
we are on AM radio. They won't hear us. So.
Well,
you can say it's Chicago.
Since we're in Chicago, actually, I was going to say we do have over 4,200 members in the USA. I wish it not worldwide mm-hmm. in the USA, mm-hmm. and 25% of that is in the Chicago or in the Central District area. So Chicago is one of our biggest and most active. Sokol communities. Texas is very big as well. But Texas is a big state, so, you know, we're going to have, there's a lot of Czechs in Texas, too. So, yes, I do get around to travel to visit, and they come here as well. So I've gotten to know all of the people. I used to work for the Sokol organization before I became president, and I developed some very strong relationships across the country, so...
So I guess that's the other advantage of being a Sokol. You no longer need any hotels when you travel. You just
exactly.
stay at other
yes.
Sokols.
Or in the gym. So. Our gyms have showers.
So that definitely is an incentive to join the Sokol organization.
Brother Paul and I have, we actually had a nice trip together. We travel in Europe as well to other Sokols. And Paul and I went to a World Sokol Federation meeting in Utz, Austria. And so we
Tyrol.
We drove from Prague to Etz, and it was an amazing Taborak and Sokol celebration. So,
sure, there was a lot of yodeling going on.
Yes. one.
Well, this is all very fascinating, very, very interesting. And so, just to conclude, how do you see the future of Sokol? What do you wish for Sokol?
Well, I wish that it continues to grow and prosper, but we also have difficulties. We no longer have these strong Czech cult communities, and people have to travel distances to attend the classes. But on the other hand, like in my own unit, Sokol Spirit in Brookfield, we have so many young college people who finished college that came back and took over the administrative functions of that unit, and they do a super job, and I see great promise when I look at them.
I also think that, you know, society has changed. And, you know, we went through a long period of club sports and all of this pressure of making that club team.
And competition.
Yeah, the competition. And Sokol provides more of a relaxed and more definitely more affordable community way for children and people to get involved.
It's not so, just competition, but recreation.
And
also,
I think that's coming back in America. I think that people are wanting to stay more in their hometown and do things that are in the community versus, and because it's too expensive. You can't afford the club sports anymore. So I do see in the future that these community Sokols will get stronger.
Thank you very much to both of you.
I'd like to close with our Sokol greeting. Nazdar.
Nazdar.
Nazdar. Thank you very much. Good luck.
Ajie Sokol.
Ajie Sokol. And we see you all again on November 13th through 15th at the big celebrations. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Naskarano.
Naskar.
Až rozkvetou lípy, mě hned bude s nás. Ten, co se mi líbí, ten vrátí se zas. Ten zrodí se krásný, v němž nebude stín. Ptát budou se známí, co jen je to s ním. I ty potom hádej, hádej tisíckrát, proč zpívám si stále, to on mě má rád. Na časy se blízká a hvězdy jsou blíž, až se mi stýská. Stát, až rozcvetou lípy, mě hned bude s nás. Ten, co se mi líbí, ten vrátí se zas. Já budu mít rád,
now a few announcements about upcoming events in our community.
The T.G. Masaryk Czech School would like to invite you on a tour around the Czech Republic, which will take place from September 26 to October 8, 2015. Spend 12 days in the Czech Republic visiting Prague, Karlovy Vary, Plzeň, Domažlice, České Budějovice, Český Krumlov, Telč, Kutná Hora, and an authentic Moravian village and a wine cellar. For more information, please email clara@czechschoolchicago.org or call 773-543-9255. That's 773-543-9255.
The 18th Annual European Union Film Festival continues until April 2nd at the Jean Siskel Film Center at 164 North State Street. You can still catch one of the Czech films selected for this festival, Nowhere in Moravia, which will be screened tonight at 7 p.m. and on Thursday, March 26th at 8:15 p.m. And you can catch one of the Slovak films, The Candidate, on Friday, March 27th or on Tuesday, March 31st. For more information, visit our Facebook page or go to www.siskelfilmcenter.org.
Přehlídka filmů Evropské unie pokračuje v Jean Siskel Film Center na 164 North State Street až do 2. dubna. Dnes v 7 hodin večer nebo tento čtvrtek v 8.15 se můžete zajít podívat na film Díra u Hanušovic. Slovenský film Kandidát je na programu v pátek 27. a v úterý 31. března. Více informací naleznete na naší facebookové stránce nebo na www.siskelfilmcenter.org.
T.G. Masaryk Czech School cordially invites you to a lecture by a renowned Czech writer of children's literature, Daniela Kroluperová. This Thursday, March 26th at 7 p.m., the writer will talk about life of ordinary people during the communist regime. Her lecture is titled How to Play Dodgeball Behind the Iron Curtain. The lecture will be held in English. Admission is free. Donations are appreciated. The event takes place at the T.G. Masaryk Czech School at 5701 West 22nd Place, Cicero, Illinois, 60804.
Spisovatelka Daniela Kroluperová nepřijede do Chicaga přednášet jen dospělým, jak už jsme slyšeli, ale příští neděli 29. března od 16 do 18 hodin pořádá workshop pro děti od 5 do 8 let v Café Prague. Tématem bude povídání o strašidlech a o slušném chování. Po akci si můžete zakoupit autorčiny knihy pro děti a nechat si je podepsat. Vstup je $5 za dítě, kapacita míst je omezená, rezervujte na čísle 773 427 75 87. Ještě jednou 773 427 75 87.
Thank you. zakřeší, každej si zakřeší. Táta, máma, kluk, jaro je tady, tuk, tuk. Když jaro zaťuká, každej si zakřeší, táta, máma, kluk, jaro je tady, tuk, tuk.
Finally, we have a message for you from the Slovak Honorary Council, Rosemary Matsko-Wesnowski.
Chicago Slovak Council Days take place on Thursday, April 16th and Friday, April 17th from 1 p.m. to 8 p.m. at the Class Restaurant in Cicero.
Slovenské konzulární dny se uskuteční 16. a 17. dubna od 1 hodiny odpoledne do 8 hodin večer v restauraci Class v Ciceru.
A word from one of our sponsors.
Are you looking for a new house?
Do you need help with financing?
We can help you with your real estate and mortgage needs.
Access to all available properties on the market.
Competitive rates.
Free consultations.
All programs available.
Down payment starts at 3% of purchase price.
Programs without mortgage insurance.
We can tell you what you have to do to qualify.
We can help you to improve your credit score.
Quick pre-approvals.
Peter Babiak, real estate and mortgage consultant.
You can reach us at 773-616-1659
or email us at hypoteka@yahoo.com. That's hypoteka@yahoo.com.
Thank you for listening and thank you for your support, suggestions, comments and your donations. Remember that you can always contact us through our Facebook page or by calling 708-656-9810 or send us a letter to 5701 West 22nd Place, Cicero, Illinois 60804.
This is all from us today. Thank you very much for listening and we look forward to spending one last Sunday with all of you next week. And in case you will miss us in the meantime, you can find links to all of the shows we've aired since November on our website www.czechoslovakradio.org.
Písničkou Jaro dělá pokusy se s vámi od mikrofonu loučí Klára Moldová
a Irena Čajková
a od mixážního pultu Vojta Molda.
Jaro dělá pokusy, vystrkuje krokusy, dříve než se vládí chopí, vystrkuje periskopy. Než se jaro osmělí, vystrkuje podběry, ty mu asi dolů hlásí. Čerstvé zprávy o počasí. Jaro, je to v suchu, zima už nemůže. Stoupá teplota vzduchu a míza do růže. Je to v suchu, vychry už nedujou. Na nás, nebo v duchu, lidi se radujou. U dopravní cedule vyrostly dvě bledule, blízko telegrafní tyče. Vyrostly dva Petr klíče. Mravenci už pracujou, holky sukně zkracujou, slunce svítí, let je tenký. Jaro, vem si pod kolenky. Jaro, je to v suchu, zima už nemůže.
míza do růže.
A míza do růže.
Povídám jaro,
jaro.
Je to v suchu, vichry už netrujou.
Vichry už netrujou.
Na nás,
na
nebo v duchu, lidi se radujou.
Lidi se radujou.
Stromy se radujou.
Stromy se radujou.
Keře se radujou.
Ryby se radujou, ryby se radujou,
mouchy se radujou,
mouchy se radujou,
myši se radujou,
to snad nikdy neskončí,
neboj se,
dveře se radujou,
dveře se radujou,
okna se radujou,
okna se radujou,
opice se radujou,
opice se radujou,
kočky se radujou,
větší zvířata se radujou.
Sloni se radujou,
ještě větší zvířata,
ministři se radujou,
no!